Hey guys, and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek. And this episode is brought to you by Lisa. Usually we're recording at 11 p.m. right after
really late
show.
At night.
Right before a nice night's sleep. But we had, I had 3 hours last night because we had 5 hours of Bachelor to watch. And really wish I could have, you know, slept a little bit better last night. So with
I wish I could have slept a little bit longer on my Lisa mattress, which I actually have.
Exactly.
But here I am.
So Lisa mattress ships direct to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns. Find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/bachelor and get the rest you need tonight.
Yeah, and you can try it for 100 nights risk-free.
100 nights.
Risk-free, 100 nights.
That's longer than most people's relationships on The Bachelor.
Exactly.
That's longer than paradise.
Longer than paradise. You can sleep in a mattress and you don't even have to take it. So, yes, just make sure you go to lisa.com/bachelor and use the promo code bachelor at checkout and you can get your Lisa mattress. And guess what? There's a sale. Tell them about the sale.
The Labor Day sale has been extended now through September 13th. So get up to $235 off. That's even $5 more. And free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bachelor. Enter promo code bachelor at checkout. That's lisa.com, lisa.com/bachelor. Promo code
bachelor.
Woo.
All right. So get your Lisa mattress. And to start things off, I guess we should start talking about Colton being the bachelor.
Who's never brought anyone to a Lisa mattress.
Colton might have a Lisa mattress, but probably not. So we should maybe get him one.
Nobody else would know.
Yeah, nobody would know except for him. But maybe if he had one, he wouldn't be a virgin anymore.
Is that the problem?
I don't know. Is it the mattress? That's the problem? Okay, so Colton's the new bachelor. How do you feel about this?
I think we've, you know exactly how I feel about Mr. Football Player, professional, like been taught how to talk in front of the media before. Mm-hmm. Again, on my season, Jordan Rogers talked about that. I think it was just the same thing we've had over and over again. It's just like these super polished people who, I don't know, when I saw Jordan or Colton on Becca season, I felt like he didn't know how to talk. And like all we've seen from him in Paradise is crying. We haven't really seen him say anything.
No, yeah, he was always talking in circles or just, you know, not really giving any information at all. But, you know, I also feel like we were completely set up for this. I mean, that night, like the night that we're getting ready to talk about, he ends up telling them, you know, or like breaking up with Tia. And then after he breaks up with Tia, he's like, you know, in the car crying, going home, being like, you know, I wasn't enough for her. I'm like, of course he breaks up with Tia. And of course he's going home because, of course, the next morning we're going to find out he's the bachelor.
What I don't get is like he keeps saying like, oh, I'm not enough for you. Oh, I'm not enough for you. Oh, I'm not enough for you. How do you think he's going to be enough for 30 girls all at once?
Right. How are you able to spread all that out? And I mean, I'm really excited for the fantasy suite. The fantasy suite episodes during Colton season is going to be really interesting.
No, please. We've had enough of the virgin talk over the years. Like, I don't want to hear any more of
it. Now we have a virgin bachelor.
Again.
Oh, right. Because Sean was the first one.
So like the thing about the difference there is Sean Lowe is like super funny online. I don't know if you follow him.
Oh, but yeah. He has some really funny tweets. We've actually posted them on Betches.
Exactly. That's like how premium they are. But
premium.
Top notch. A+. But Colton, on the other hand, basically is just always defensive about literally anything anybody says about him. So whatever, it might be interesting. I really wanted Blake. I thought that he was like more genuine. Like it would be funny to see him get super emotionally attached and like spin out
to everyone.
I don't want to see a bunch of crying. So that's how I feel about Colton.
Well, congrats, Colton. You're very good looking. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, I'm jealous. All right. I'm jealous of your handsome looks, but
and the 30 girls you're about to have in front of you. But we also wanted to start off because Derek, you got a random tip from you got a DM.
I did. I got a random DM from one of our, I guess, listeners.
Yes.
And she told us, oh, so right after last episode, which was when Leo basically spun out. So let's go back to where we were before.
Okay, right.
End of last episode, Leo basically flips out, spins out of control, and
starts a fight with Grocery Store Joe, and he calls him Grocery Store Bitch, which is still like irking my nerves.
America, I think, would love to fight Leo. And then Leo decides to start a fight with a whole bunch of people on Twitter. So,
oh my God.
And you can, you guys put an article about up that, about that, right? Or
I think I'm pretty sure we did something about it, but I just, you know, if you have to start a fight with somebody, I guess Twitter's the place to do it so everyone can see.
And multiple things. I mean, Leo basically says that he wants to box Tanner, and then he wants to box Nick Vile too. Talk about like,
which, I mean, Nick is ripped. Have you been watching his stories?
Okay, but Nick is like kind of a skinny guy.
But
I literally saw Nick 2 days ago.
Right.
He's a small dude. He's not, but Tanner's like very tall. He's like 6'5". He's a huge, huge dude. But who cares? Leo's basically calling everyone a beta, which is a pretty good sign that you're have super emotional problems and like ego issues. And so all of this is happening and we get a DM basically that says that the reason Leo was calling Kendall an actress was because, I'm just going to read it. They were hooking up in LA prior and she acted like she didn't know him at all. And one of this person's is one of Leo's guy friends and basically went into Paradise like pissed off that he, you know, that Kendall, you know,
was acting like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's TV. Like you can't. I mean, I'm sure that there has to be some sort of, like, if I knew that Kendall and Leo were already hooking up before, it's like, well, okay, duh. The second Leo gets there, she's going to leave Joe because we already knew that Leo was coming anyways.
Exactly.
So it's like he was announcing the first thing. We already knew Leo was coming. It would have sort of ruined everything. So I'm backing up Kendall on this topic because,
well, I mean, it was early too. Like they hadn't been there that long. They'd been there for like 8 days or whatever. And we literally, we brought this up. She was at dinner the other night too. And we brought this up a little bit. She did not want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So 0% of this DM was talked about. But I mean, basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you had something going on prior. That doesn't mean like, you know, what kind of person that is if they were just hooking up. So.
Exactly. Okay, so after we just talked about all that drama, the first episode.
So now onto the next 5 hours.
Onto the first 3 hours stint, the special 3 hours of Bachelor in Paradise night one. We have Jordan cutting Chris's baby hair. I was laughing hysterically at this. I'm like, because you know, when you see Chris's baby hair, like I will never unsee that.
Yeah.
Like I just saw it and that's what it was.
From day one.
From day one.
We all saw that and we're like, bro, this is like, makes me think of Vinny. He had like a bowl cut.
Yes. Like gelled straight down, like with like the comb, like you pull it.
And everybody made fun of him, made it look like he looked like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. And
yeah, it's a mess. But you know, Jordan's trimming Chris's baby hair. I think it's hilarious.
The best glow up we've seen in the middle of Paradise ever.
Glow. Yeah, this is a mid Paradise glow up and I'm here for it. Chris, you look great. Keep the baby hairs away.
Honestly, he looked a lot better afterwards.
Yeah. Who knew that like that little, whatever. Anyways. So now we have, of course, Angela sitting there crying because that's another way the episode ended last time. Because, you know, Eric is going on this date with Cassandra and Angela's crying and like the girls are starting to question their relationships now.
Oh yeah. Eric starts a shitstorm of basically everyone flipping out, like all of Paradise is suddenly going insane.
Well, I mean, they keep, you know, they kept saying like back and forth, they're all in, they're all in, they're all in. Like, can somebody tell me what all in means?
Right. So, because usually we're used to having, what is it? What starts? Was it, I'm falling for you, right?
I'm falling for you.
I'm falling for you.
That's like step one.
I'm falling in love. And then I'm in love. And then all in is like something new that everybody's saying it this year.
Well, because they were.
The producers tried something new. I guarantee the producers were just like, so how do you feel? Do you feel like they're all in? And just like slip that into everyone's brains.
And now everybody's saying it. I'm like, take a shot every time somebody says all in. But yeah, all the girls are starting to question their relationships. Like Jenna gets really
pouty.
Guys
are handing out the roses. So that's a part of why.
Okay, that too. Yeah. The guys are handing out the roses. So like the girl, and there's what, three girls going home?
I think four.
Yeah, and so, you know, Jenna gets really upset and Jordan goes over to comfort her. I love Jordan and Jenna.
Okay, I was like, you know what? We had him in and I believed in Jordan, but this was like the first time we've seen him be like one of the best boyfriends that the show has ever
had. Can we get a slow clap for Jordan? Right, like, this is great.
He's like so good at reassuring her. Like, I'm not trying to minimize your feelings, but just know that they're, that doesn't matter.
They're different.
It was actually super sweet. So good job, Jordan.
So we're on the date with Eric and Cassandra.
To sum it up, Eric sucks.
Eric sucks. But I love that the first part of their date is that they're eating these popsicles. Like the most like sexual innuendo like thing that I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, of course. And then
but Eric like somehow makes it as unsexual as possible. Like everything he does is not about, he was not here to meet anybody. He was here to be on TV and promote his stupid, you know, podcast. Who has a podcast?
Who does podcasts anymore? Whatever. Well, that one thing that Cassandra asked Eric on their date is, she was like, you know, what are you looking for, you know, in a relationship? And one of the first things he says is consistency, which made me gag in laughter because consistency. Okay, you were literally just with a girl.
Yeah.
And you were saying, I'm all in. Like, I'm here for you. I don't want to go out with anybody else. And then one girl comes in and he's like, I'm going to go out with her. So you're good, right?
Okay, but honestly, I would do the same thing with Cassandra.
She's so pretty.
That would have messed up me and Taylor too.
Well, he also told Cassandra that Angela was going too slow and just wasn't giving him enough. But did
he flip-flops later. So let's just go straight to that, like real quick, because I mean, whatever, there's half of this episode is basically Eric like flip-flopping, trying to be a playboy and like back talk, side talk people. And again, why are these guys trying to be smooth? The girls are stuck on a beach together. You think they're not going to talk to each other about what's going on?
Right. We all see it. They all know what's going on. Like, this isn't some private place.
You guys are dumb. Stop lying to girls. Just be honest with them, which is where I love that they totally set him up in the worst way. Consistency, openness, like all of these
loyalty,
things,
like
everything that he just opposite did to Angela and like is lying to Cassandra now about it.
Yeah.
And then later he tries to tell the opposite story and he keeps coming back and forth between the two. So, I mean, you know, you guys heard my rant on Eric last week. I'm just glad we didn't hear any of his catchphrases this week, but I feel like this guy just talks in catchphrases. He's not like,
whatever.
Yeah.
So, and now we have Colton again. So we start with the spiral of all the girls, and then of course it leads back to Colton having a spiral himself because he's like, I want a spiral too. and Colton isn't happy with Tia, and we're like, no duh, freak. Of course you're not.
Is this new?
Like, yeah, is this new? Like she literally forced you into this relationship and you were like, okay.
But he said he went there for her. Yeah. I will back Tia up on that. Always.
Okay, that's fair.
He is just as much a problem in this as she is. And, yeah. I mean, whatever. Good for him for like ending it, I guess. But I actually wrote my notes. I put 1 hour of Colton crying. I thought they were going to like really drag it out but it was actually, he like dipped super quick.
Yeah, he left really quick. And then, he was telling, he just told Tia basically like, you know, I tried and I can't find those feelings, which God, that must suck. Mm-hmm. Knowing that like a guy tried to feel something for you, but then couldn't. And then, you know, he drug it out a little too long, like with the hugging her and kissing her on her forehead. And I'm like, okay, dude, you just broke up with her. Like, yeah. Let her go. And they both leave.
That's totally the thing that the person who like has no feelings for the other person does though, too. Does. They're like, oh, totally fine for me to just keep hugging you and
showing you affection when I actually don't want to.
Well,
at all.
He doesn't know how to do goodbye sex. So I guess this is his version.
Oh yeah. That's true. Just like a kiss on the forehead. But they both leave, and the funniest part of the entire season is when Venmo John walks out. Venmo John walks out, and he's like, "Where'd T and Colton go?" And
like 4 hours later, 5 hours.
And Jordan's
later.
Like, "Dude, they left." But John's response was like, "What? You can do that?"
Yeah.
As if like we've been holding this, like he's been like held
in prison.
Prisoner.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I mean, he was so just like taken aback that you could just leave paradise.
That's what makes John like, that's why he can bumble through this thing and he's still there because he literally believable. Like innocently knows nothing about what to do with women or with the show.
Right.
And he's just like a puppy dog that constantly we're like, oh, John. So.
And so, yes, John was the best part of all of that. So Eric gets back from his date with Angela and Cassandra. And he like completely ignores Angela. Like she's not even there.
Yeah.
How rude. Like, okay, we get it. You just went on a date, but it's not like.
Man up, dude.
It's fine. You can go talk to her. It's not a.
Yeah. I mean, and we find out later, he's like, I don't really even feel that in touch with you either, Cassandra. So I don't know what's pulling him. I don't know what, like this guy is just, I think just like calculated and it's all for show.
Well, one of the things I wrote down about Eric and Angela's conversation that they had right when they got back, finally, after he stopped ignoring her, he says, you know, today's a different day. What do you mean? Like, so there was 8 hours of sleep. This is what she said, 8 hours of sleep. Yeah. And you could just like change your mind. I mean, I guess, but after all the stuff you were saying, how?
So you're talking about when they talk, actually?
Yeah, when they finally talk.
Yeah. So this was the most frustrating thing I've seen this whole season because, again, Eric is like, thinks he's right. Angela is like, clearly been, I don't know what all in technically means, but I know that if somebody told me they were all in and then they went on a date with somebody else, I would be super pissed.
Infuriated.
Like that is not what all in means. All in means at least like, and he didn't even ask her in the first place, right? So then he keeps trying to turn it on her. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
And like, so back
like it was her fault. She was too slow or like he didn't feel like the feelings were reciprocated. It's like, are you joking?
Yeah. Anything that he says and like, oh, I felt more than you did. Well, then why didn't you talk to her in the first place?
It's like, where are you?
And apparently if you're all in, a nap is a way to process.
Quick nap.
Let me just go to sleep. And I don't know about you, but I don't think at night. I just sleep. And I don't wake up like, oh my God, suddenly I've decided I feel completely different about this person. Like that's a fight that does that or something.
Exactly. You know? It has to be triggered by something. Yeah. Well, Angela and Cassandra talk and, you know, Cassandra's now feels like she needs to change her mind about Eric because he's clearly being shady, which good for her. You know, I'm glad she approached him and said like, this is weird because I talked to Angela and feel like you're bullshitting me.
Yeah, exactly. Their conversation was amazing. They're just like shooting straight with each other 100%.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now we have Scallop Fingers and Shoshana.
Yeah.
They come in.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Shoshana's from Ben Higgins season and Kristen is from Scallops.
Just like she's from next season, right?
Yeah, she's from next season.
She was also on that weird show, The Proposal.
Oh yeah, that's right. Which I wonder when that film. You know what I noticed, by the way? So she was the virgin last year because she was on Paradise with Me, right? She like it was all about her being a virgin. They didn't talk about that one time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she still is, or maybe she's not.
If anyone knows.
Well, they go on a double date, and it's John, Camille, Kristen, and Shoshana, and you know. Camille and Shoshana, I feel like they're like flirting or having a good time. But then when they get back, you know, of course, Annalise is having like a panic attack over on the side.
That's an understatement.
Right. And Annalise, she says in the moment interview, she was like, if Camille asked me to get engaged, it would be a yes.
Oh my God. She's ready.
Girlfriend.
I was so blown away by it. And Camille's like totally in control of this where he's like, you know, in what relationship ever do you just totally agree with somebody that like, I need to go on this date to test us for the good. And then she's like, oh yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
That's freaking messed up.
Especially because we know she does not feel like that.
No.
At all. Well, I get into that. Like I have another note about that later, but you know, of course, Jared and Ashley show up and they get engaged, which.
Oh, that's right now.
Yeah. Jared and Ashley get engaged. None of us knew that was coming.
Weird.
But I feel bad for Kevin. He sat there and he like watched that happen. Astrid is such a good girlfriend at that point, you know, supporting him.
I like can't say enough good about Astrid. She's just like a bomb supporter of everybody. She's like the rock for all of the women for sure. She like always she has the right thing to say. So I feel like I noticed this. So let me ask you. All of these girls are basically like telling each other what they want to hear constantly. Mm-hmm. Right. Is that just like the move? Because I feel like guys we're more like, that was stupid.
Oh yeah. But I feel like guys are more more honest about things, like, yo bro, why did you do that? Like, that was an idiot move. A girl's
why do you guys do that?
I don't know.
Not everybody, because like Astrid's the
exception.
Yeah, the exception.
I don't know. I just feel like there's some sort of camaraderie between you know, women. It's like, we need to all be there for each other because we know how it feels, but at the same time, it's not helping any of us. So I think sometimes we have to have like a little bit of tough love.
These girls are like going from one to the other who are literally dating the same guy and being like, no, he likes you better. And then going to the other one, and they're like, no, he totally likes you better. It's not helping at all.
No.
So women, help yourselves.
Women, help yourselves, whatever. So we have Annalise and Camille again. And, you know, they're fine because Camille told Annalise that he was like, you know, I really like you. He got back from the date and he's like, I like you. And I think she was, I mean, elated.
I don't know. She seemed to be like and collected. No, we talked enough about Annalise the other week. It's basically more of the same. And, you know, we all know where this is going. Annalise wants to get married to every single guy that comes through the door. Camille, I'm glad that you're cool with it. It seems that you pull the clingers very close. Good for you. I don't know if we want to call that taking grenades, but...
No. I mean, okay. So, and now
they're beautiful women.
I mean, they are beautiful women.
What a horrible
women.
Situation to be in.
That sucks. And now we have Jordan, the New Zealand, the Kiwi.
Well, we skipped Kevin and Ashton go on a date.
Oh,
I do
right.
want to say, I want to
oh,
say,
yeah.
It was super crappy that the producers made Kevin sit through...
that engagement.
I'm so thankful that their engagement was like 5 minutes. It was not, I thought it was going to take up, I thought that's what the extra hour was for. Like, that's why I thought they were doing 3 hours.
Oh no, it was for, I don't know.
Super quick. Yeah.
I don't know what the extra hours were. It was just there. Yeah. So
and they tell each other they're in love and Ashley's like super reassuring of Kevin while he's in the middle of this like breakdown. And side note, Kevin is the bomb. I love this guy. So, yeah. He's like the only one, and he kind of was shady about it earlier. He threw some shade earlier where he said he's not here for Instagram like all these other people. Like, he is the real deal. He's the kind of guy, you know, honestly, that he's a little too boring because he's Canadian.
Yeah,
but he's like
boring.
The kind of guy I want to be the Bachelor, where he would actually be like involved in it and not about the show and not
here
about
for the right reasons.
Good Morning America. Yes.
Here for the right reasons. Well, the roast ceremony is approaching.
And as the night before, Annalise, the minute that Camille says, let's, you know, do this thing, she takes him into the boom boom room immediately.
Oh, right. The boom boom room. If for those of you who do not know what the boom boom room is, do you want to go talk about the boom boom room really quick?
Okay, so the boom boom room. Well, it was really interesting. So on my season, that was when... the whole Corinne and Mario thing happened, right? So they actually made us, they would videotape us. We had to say, I consent to sleep with, you know, whoever. So,
oh my God.
Which in my case was Taylor, of course.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
I consented.
Well, dude, how was your mattress? Like, how are the mattresses in there? Are they nice?
Interesting you ask, Kay, because they're not that nice.
Wait, they're not a Lisa mattress?
I don't know what they were. They're like cardboard, basically, like stacked layers of cardboard. They're horrible. Not the best for, you know, getting your boom boom on.
Well, good thing we have the Lisa mattress sponsoring this episode. And do you want to tell us about them?
Lisa. Well, I know that there's a lot of guys distracted on this episode of The Bachelor in Paradise. They seem to be forgetting things that they've said to these girls before, and they're making a lot of mistakes. And funny, because Lisa just specifically told us that if you find yourself distracted, if you find yourself forgetting things, making mistakes at work or on Bachelor in Paradise, a quality night's sleep makes all the difference. That's right. Mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down. And some of these guys are just laying down.
Maybe they just need to take a nap.
like Venmo John.
Take a nap.
Maybe Venmo John found the Lisa mattress.
And that's where Venmo John was the whole time. He was sleeping on the Lisa mattress. And he was so like out of it when he woke up that he didn't even know T and Colton left.
I'm going to text John and find out if that's how he's also made out with seven girls, apparently. he's got it down. So Lisa Mattress is not only for Venmo John, but also for you. It's the product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours of testing. Comprised of three foam layers that provide cooling pressure relief, body contouring, and support. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree that Lisa Mattress gives them the rest they need.
I get the rest I need, 100%. I could have used a few more hours this morning.
Well, I only got 3 hours of sleep.
Okay, fair.
Order your Lisa Mattress online at lisa.com/bachelor with promo code bachelor and try it risk-free for 100 nights. It ships direct to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns. Wait, yours came in a box, right?
Yeah, mine came in a box. I sat on the box. I did a little boomerang on it. It was cute. I was like, oh my God, I got my Lisa Mattress.
Did anyone help you with it or did you just...
I had to get help getting up on top of the box. Just getting on top of it for the content, but It was fun.
Been there before.
So make sure you order your Lisa Mattress at lisa.com/bachelor and use the code bachelor at checkout. And it's the Labor Day sale has been extended through September 13th and you can get up to $235 off and free shipping on the Lisa Mattress at lisa.com/bachelor and the promo code bachelor at checkout. That is Lisa, LEESA.com/bachelor, BETCHELOR, promo code bachelor, Labor Day sale, September 13th.
Do it.
You get $235 off and free shipping, lisa.com/bachelor. All right. Now rose ceremony.
Rose ceremony.
You have Chelsea. She's like trying to talk to Camille, trying to get this rose because Chelsea is on like the chopping block. And she even told Annalise.
This is paradise.
She's like, this is very right. This is what it should be. Like, you know, manipulating everybody around you.
I mean, personally, exactly. Personally, I loved the first part of this episode, which is basically just like fighting over this person screwing up. I totally expected this to be like non-eventful episode, but so here Annalise, who hasn't freaked out enough, now has to deal with another person. And I was actually kind of like, she has a good point. She says essentially that Annalise jumped on him immediately and, you know, a model, right? He's an attractive dude.
I mean, he's very attractive.
I didn't even know who
his
was.
His body? I mean, well, I knew who he was because I remember him doing like the 60-40 thing on Becca season, like the first night. She was like, okay, let's come 50-50. And he goes, how about we go do 60-40? Like telling her she should go 60 and he should go 40. And that's when he got sent home. And she was like, that's a red flag,
but
aka deal breaker.
Annalise, if he would have been like, I'll come 10 and you go 90, she would be like, yes, definitely.
Okay, so Kevin ends up picking Astrid, obviously. Jordan and Jenna, obviously Kristen, Crystal, Joe, and Kendall. Eric picks Cassandra.
Mm.
And Angela goes home. I mean, Angela goes home, doesn't even say goodbye, just walks out. See ya.
Good for you.
I know. Jordan, New Zealand Jordan. Jordan M, that's his name.
Oh, yeah. Kiwi Jordan.
Kiwi Jordan. He picks Shoshana.
He jumps in. We didn't say this yet. He jumps in like right at the last second. They give him, he basically just talks to, he does like speed dating and talks to people and keeps Shoshana around. I feel like this was a producer move just to make sure that they can maintain this drama with Shoshana and Annalise.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They just needed to keep it going a little bit longer.
I love his accent, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. He has the best accent on the show, or the only accent.
I mean,
Camilla sort of has an accent.
He does. That's like the only connection that Camille and Shoshana have is that when they talk, they like don't really, they struggle through it.
And then we have John and Olivia and Camille and Annalise. Mm-hmm. So
Angela, Kristen, and Chelsea go home. So Chelsea's
Hail home.
Mary lob doesn't work.
Oh God. She was like hyperventilating at the end of it. Yeah, it was a little sad.
I felt bad for her.
I did. Okay. So now we have Tuesday. We start off the episode with Jade, Tanner, Evan, and Carly.
Oh my gosh. They're so great.
With their kids. And they're basically like, you guys should have a ton of babies. It's like, these people just met. Why should they have a ton of babies? They just met. Like, I'm so happy to see you guys like have survived your relationships these past couple of years. But
I think the one person that's feeling this is Annalise.
Oh, Annalise is like, yeah, you're right. Babies, babies, babies. Yeah. She's looking at Camille, and that's when they actually have that conversation. So they all go and talk to Each couple. And Camille says to he's like, you know, I think we should slow down, because he's like, I'm not ready for what these other couples have. Like, says it to the other people. And Annalise is like, yeah, you're right. We should slow down. It's like, you don't think that at all.
Cut to, I think we could have babies together, like 30 seconds later to the camera.
Right. And then Eric goes on, Eric's sitting with Jade and Tanner and Cassandra, and he brings up this whole like cutting the cheese again, or with the cheese or whatever.
Which is actually a great book, and he's ruining it. Like, please shut up, Eric. I don't want to hear you ever again.
And then we have, let's see, Joe and Kendall.
So I talked with, again, I had dinner the other day with Tanner and Jade, and they basically were like, the only other couple that seemed interesting was Jordan and Jenna. But if you noticed, did you notice that Jordan basically like controlled the whole conversation? Jenna's just like so happy and bubbly and has no clue what to say that I think that threw them, and they thought they were like, we didn't think they were like really into each other, and now watching it back,
apparently
like,
they are. Yeah. Apparently they're super into each other.
But then Joe and Kendall are like perfect, dorky, hilarious. And of course that goes along with Evan and Carly, 100%. You know, Evan's one of my best buddies, and he is the weirdest person to ever be on this show, I think.
For sure.
And so of course he gives it to like the most awkward couple, but they're like awkward in a lovable way. So their date though is what?
Is they, and they end up babysitting their kids, which I would be so pissed. That's like, I don't want to watch your kids
in Paradise History.
Like having to make these cribs, and like Joe's calling himself Uncle Joey, and Kendall's playing like the ukulele. And then Jordan, Jordan's talking to Jenna, and he's like, I would be a good dad because you know what? I already have their outfits picked out in my head. And I'm like, oh classic my Jordan. God. They're all like, they're talking about names.
I loved Joe trying to figure out the crib though. It was like, he's totally the guy that goes to IKEA and is just like, you know, nah, I don't need these directions, and struggles through it for like 4 hours with like
forever
drinking a beer, just like pissed off that he can't figure out how to put this simple crib together.
And just like so frustrated, but I'd be right there with him. Then we have Eric, and he's not reciprocating these feelings toward Cassandra anymore. And she's, and basically she'd be like, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're just friends. He's pretty shaken up about the whole like Angela leaving thing. And you know what? Fake. That's his fault.
Fake.
Yeah. I mean, that's his fault, but
fake.
But Cassandra says, you know, I don't think you're ready for a relationship. I don't think, you know, you're in the right mindset for that. Eric starts crying. And leaves Paradise, but I think he was crying just because he had to leave. He was leaving the show.
Cassandra's like, listen, buddy, I've got an 8-year-old kid or however old her son is. Like, you're not mature enough to handle this.
No.
And
but everybody was super sad about it.
Well, he's been there a while. You do like super bond with everybody there.
Yeah.
You can't not.
And then, the jalapeno kisses. I know they like go back with like the whole Evan and Carly like habanero pepper kiss, and that is like,
it's so gross.
That is so disgusting.
The thing I love about Evan talking about that is he will always say like, no, that was the best kiss ever. Like, he owns that so much because he said it on TV.
Ew.
He has not to a single person ever said that was disgusting. And Carly will be like, no, that was gross.
It was fucking gross.
And there's like the seeds are like coming down Olivia's face. And
ew. Ugh. Yeah. All of it was gross. I was like, I need to fast forward through this because this is crazy. Ugh. Why are they doing this? Why are they putting and then Olivia even says, this is a horrible idea. I'm like, I know.
I think that was, we got to see a little bit of Kiwi Jordan too. Cause he's like, would you like to play truth or dare?
Like, I know Kiwi Jordan is so sweet. Just like innocent. I love that he like shaved his head because he would never shaved head before. On Winter Games,
he looked totally different. Okay. I thought
he got a glow up.
Wait, what about his catchphrase or his like phrase about what they say in New Zealand? He's like, I didn't come here to fuck spiders or something.
I don't know this phrase.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, and now we have the whole Annalise and Shoshana fight. And Annalise goes up to Shoshana because, you know, Shoshana goes up and is talking to Camille and basically trying to convince Camille to, you know, be together with her. Oh my God, they went on like one date. Why is she, why are these girls both just so, both of them are like insane. Shoshana went on one date with Camille, but she's turning down all of these people because she thinks there's something going on with Camille still, her and Camille.
She turns on two dates.
Right. And she refers to Annalise as the blonde girl, which
I love that. Hilarious. She won't even say her name.
Hilarious.
And this is where the witch hunt thing starts too, basically. Yes. Which, I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much personally because I feel like this was just like producers again putting something in people's heads.
Of course.
I swear to God, they were just like, let's get the Russian so we can do a witch hunt thing because it's what people are talking about in the media. It'll be funny. It wasn't that funny. It felt kind of crappy, honestly. And I don't know. I don't think that the cast like came up with that. I think that was a producer thing.
I agree. I felt really bad because, but I mean, I feel like Shoshana is going a little like
on
the psycho side.
But like, let's not call her a witch.
Exactly. Well, at least we have one happy couple. Chris and Crystal go on a date and they end up saying, I love you.
Yeah, I literally wrote just Chris and Crystal on my notes.
Yeah, Chris and Crystal. There was a raccoon there.
They're so weird.
But it's great. I know. I really like them together.
Yeah. Stay together. Please don't invade the rest of this because I don't know. It's such a weird relationship. Chris is like basically wants to hear himself talk, which is great because Crystal wants to just hear him talk and tell him how great he is. And that's like what he wants. They're a great match, but they're like a disgusting couple that I don't want to see.
That I don't want to see.
Sorry, guys.
Now we have Diggy shows up. Yay. I love Diggy. I feel like he is such... Dick brings good energy to paradise, and him and Olivia go on a date, and it was really cute. They're a really cute couple.
Yeah. Diggy's like super good at connecting with people quickly. He's funny as hell. And I guess I'm just basically going to be Diggy's hype man.
Yeah. I'm a huge Diggy fan. I'm here for Diggy. I'm interested to see what happens between him and Olivia, especially with Venmo John being there.
And, oh, yeah. And Olivia said that she came here for Diggy. So,
right.
Plus, he's like the perfect person to throw in at the end because he's not like a deep feelings guy, which is why he didn't ever make it very far in either of the last two seasons. But mm-hmm. At the end, add some flavor. He's going to be funny. He's like hilarious faces. I can't wait to see like 17 gifts made in the next episode.
Oh yeah. With all of Diggy's face, because his face, I've made so many memes just using his faces because they're priceless.
And knowing him too, that is 100% just his face constantly. He's always,
yeah,
like he's the guy that he's the person that can't lie.
I know. He's great. So finally, the episode is ending and, you know, Shoshana is waiting for Jordan M and Cassandra to get back from their quote-unquote date. But they had like a really good time. And Shoshana basically like set up this whole little bonfire for Jordan and was like, you know, I was jealous. And like, do you want to keep seeing Cassandra? And he's like, yeah, like you turned me down like four times.
Yeah,
of course I do. And she's like bawling now.
This is why you don't like the person that, isn't interested in you. This is like the classic, like, oh, I only want what I can't have. That sounds great. Like, that sounds totally acceptable on paper, but it never works out. Don't do it, Shoshana or anybody else.
No.
The nice guys that aren't Eric are the kind of guys, the not sneaky, crappy guys. Like, that's who you want to be. That's who you want to find.
That's who you want to find, guys. All right. Now, don't forget to go to lisa.com/bachelor and get your Lisa mattress, BETCHELOR, at checkout. And we will be back next week for another two episodes of Paradise.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the finale, right?
Yeah, two episode finale, of course. Why not one, but two? All right, guys.
Bring it on back. Follow, or I should say, subscribe.
Subscribe, rate, and review on any platform that you decide to listen to this podcast on.
It helps keep us going. It does matter. It's not just...
Yes, we want to know what you guys think. And if you have any tips you want to send us, you can always send us via DM, or you could write to betchelor@betches.com, BETCHELOR@betches.com. We check that email. We want to see what you guys have to say.
Keep sending the tea. We talked about it today.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.